With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Syrian insurgents have entered the key city of Aleppo as government forces regroup.
In a statement, Syria's armed forces say to absorb a large attack on Aleppo, it is redeploying, preparing for a counterattack. It says the fighters have not established bases or checkpoints yet, but video from Aleppo shows insurgents outside police headquarters in the city center and by the old citadel. The surprise takeover is a blow to President Bashar Assad, who regained full control of Aleppo in 2016. After expelling insurgents and thousands of civilians. I'm Mimi Montgomery.
Tens of thousands of Spaniards have marched in the streets of Valencia a month after devastating floods to demand the resignation of the regional officials who bungled the emergency response. At least 230 people died in the flooding. Also at SRNnews.com, very heavy snow in upstate New York is expected over the weekend.
Make sure your car is fully outfitted with an emergency kit. That means you have everything that you need in case you should happen to get stuck alongside of the road.
Aaron County Executive Mark Pollenkar says conditions will be life-threatening.
There are going to be wind chills in the single digits over the next 48 hours. The teens are going to be normal. We haven't experienced cold weather yet, so make sure you're prepared. If you're going out, you have to dress accordingly.
Meanwhile, the Buffalo Bills and the NFL are bracing for the storm ahead of tonight's game against the 49ers. Plows and backhoes already at the stadium. New York Governor Kathy Hochul says she's declared a disaster emergency in affected areas. An Israeli airstrike on a car in the Gaza Strip killed five, including employees of the World Central Kitchen. The charity says it's urgently seeking more details after Israel's military said it targeted a World Central Kitchen worker who had been a part of the Hamas attack that sparked the war. A police officer fatally shot in suburban Chicago after responding to a report of a man leaving bank with a gun. Oak Park police say 40-year-old Detective Alan Breddens was shot and killed. This is SRN News. America's pastors are struggling with porn. SRN's Michael Harrington has the story.
According to research from the Barna Group, 18% of Protestant clergymen say they are currently struggling with the temptations of pornography. 49% say they struggled with it in the past, and 33% say it's never been a problem. Amongst younger pastors under the age of 45, 26% say they are currently fighting an attraction to porn. It would appear that the easy access provided by the Internet is afflicting clergymen as much as laymen. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A liberal panic is developing about divorce. Warnings have been popping up on social media urging women who might be considering divorce to pull the trigger ever since President Trump won re-election. In fact, twice divorced presidents never have said anything about changing the country's divorce laws. And Vice President-elect J.D. Vance has only admitted the fact that there are too many divorces. More online at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor. A handful of Massachusetts lawmakers are taking on the tobacco industry.
The legislators are hoping to persuade their colleagues to support a proposal that would make the state the first to adopt a ban meant to eliminate the use of tobacco products over time. Other locations have weighed similar generational tobacco bans. The bans phase out the use of tobacco products based not just on a person's age, but on the birth year. Lawmakers plan to file the proposal next year.
Correspondent Jeremy House reporting, if approved, the bill would set a date and ban the sale of tobacco to anyone born after that date forever, eventually banning all sales. Authorities say a house has exploded in Jefferson City, Missouri, injuring six people. The cause of the explosion under investigation. Officials say the home was so badly damaged that the fire department's special operations rescue team had to tunnel through debris to reach the final occupant. People are listed in critical condition, others in stable condition. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.